admins for each town on call. Do we have sound sheet, or are we...
Deputy Mayor, we have just been having people line up at the podium and not putting a sound sheet out. That seems to work pretty well.
Okay, sounds good. If anybody would like to take the podium and start us off, more than welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Lawrence Schwann, and this is Denise.
Hey, Lawrence.
Yes.
It's all loud.
Is it turned up very loud?
Should be.
We'll start again. My name is Wayne Schwann. This is Denise Lawrence, Denise Packers. We along with Ted Schneikoff, are owners and developers of Vista at Birch Point. I want to just come here this evening and thank you for the leadership that you're giving this community in terms of long-term planning, taking a look at the annexation of the East Plain. It's what we have to understand as we move forward here is that Northwest Lockwood County, and Lanes especially, is going to be growing. There's going to be continued demand for housing in this area over the next decade. And we're starting out with this first to be ready for that as it's coming your way. Good for you. Thank you to the staff and to the council for the leadership that you brought to this.
My name is Denise Lomas-Macris. I'm actually a developer and builder currently in the city of Lane, Deerfield. And I also totally support this de-annexation. I'm also a new home analyst and strategist, and I actually do research across the country, and the city of Lane is a fantastic area for building and growth, and we are bringing people here, and we need more housing, so I'm really excited about what you're doing with the city of Lane. Also, the city of Lane needs the long-term resources and income and housing, and we are in the middle of a housing crisis. And I just got back from Washington, D.C., I'm on the NAHB Legislative Committee. I'm also BAAW's State Representative for Legislative Affairs. So I'm able to see from a local, regional, national point of view what's going on in the city of Lane. I'm really excited to see what you're doing, and I'm fully in support because we need the housing. And I think this is moving in the right direction. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello, City Council. My name is Max, and me and my family are the owners of a property in Birch Point, and we are also the owner of Birch Bay Waterside. And recently, I just moved from East Coast to here to involve in the operation of the Birch Bay Waterside. And what I would say is I support the annexation.
Joining us, and I wanted to just take this moment as you guys are getting ready to appoint Mike Hill's replacement this week, and I just want you to consider and or put in some support for Sarvi Gaines, as she is a local active participant in the Blaine Chamber of Commerce. She's also a local and active participant business owner, as well as all other things that the city has going forward that's good and positive right now. And I'd like to keep us going in a positive, forward-thinking manner. And so I just want to give some support for her as you're considering your comments today. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else like to take the podium? Tim, please.
Gotta catch my breath. It's the summertime, getting shaky. Good hiking. Good evening, everyone. My name is Otto Pointer, Blaine Water Coalition. I just have two simple questions. One is, I think for the first time in the city's history, we filed a SEPA appeal to Vista. Really proud of that. We had a lot of community support for that, as well as financial contributions. So I just want to put that on the record. Congratulations to all of our supporters. for the first SEPA appeal. Sorry, I'm out of breath. The second thing is, I have a very specific question. The Blaine Water Coalition wrote some suburb comments to Inverness, and those comments have been posted by Mr. Wenger's office. And we don't know why. We've made three requests. Mr. Parkinson and his firm hired an attorney to get our rebuttal comments dismissed, but we have First Amendment rights. So I want to assure that the public has the opportunity to read those comments. I know our friends in Birch Bay, Semiano Resort, and other areas would like to see those comments. So I'd like to ask the City Council why my comments are not being posted. Thank you.
I'd like to ask staff about that. Are that kind of comments normally posted publicly? Is that standard operating procedure?
Mayor Pro Tem?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, we post all timely comments that we receive for these projects as a courtesy on our website. That's not the complete record, but we post things on our website to make sure we are being as transparent as possible and making that information available to the public. If comments are received after the deadline, then they are not posted or accepted by the
city. Okay, and why were the particular public comments that were just referred to at the podium here, why were those ones, were they posted, and if they not, they weren't, then why not?
Well, sir, we received multiple comments from a gentleman that goes by Mr. Otto Pointer. We've posted all his comments that were received in a timely manner. Comments that were received after the comment period have not been posted.
So is the ones he's referring to possibly ones that were after the deadline? Is that what you're saying?
I could not say exactly what he's referring to.
Okay, so you're not sure of which comments he's referring to, but you're saying that if they were before the deadline, they would have been posted as is your usual, what you usually do, but if they came in after the deadline, then that would be a reason why they would not have been posted? Is that what you're saying, sir?
That is correct. Everything that we received before the deadline had been posted. Everything that has received after the deadline has not been posted. Maybe that clears that up.
I see. Mayor, do you want to recognize the podium again or not?
Yeah, go ahead. My comments were posted on time with a date stamp from Alex Wigner before the 4:30 p.m. deadline, and I've submitted three requests to have that posted, and he refuses to do so. I also had a sworn witness, Mr. Mike Beck, when we handed in our SEPA appeal. He was there present, and he assured me that my comments had been posted. They had not as of 5 p.m. today. Thank you.
Well, I'd sure love you to double-check that if you have a moment, because there seems to be a disagreement of fact between a member of the public and yourself.
I believe Mr. Pointer is mistaken.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Anybody else like the public? Please. Parks and Rec in the house.
Hello, I'm Heather Lindsay. I'm the director of the Blaine Birch Bay Park and Rec District, and I just want to stand up here and publicly thank the City of Blaine's Public Works for all they did for our 4th of July celebration. We had a strong partnership with them this year, and without them and providing the barriers and being able to help with customer service, the event would not have been as successful as they are, and I just feel like they need to be publicly recommended, not recommended, I need to say thank you in public, and I am, so thank you.
I just want to reply to that, Heather, and I give you kudos, and I think Chief Funk, and I'm sure Sheriff Tanksley would also say as well for how expertly you managed the pancake breakfast at the senior center, given such short notice since you had taken over that role. It was very efficient. I think you bussed people in from Seattle to that. I've never seen so many people eating pancakes, but it was very well organized. Everybody had a good time, so well done on that.
Hi, my name is Christy Raptor, and I am seeing the police department being painted and stuff, and a little revitalization going on down there, which is really great. We've talked in the past, some of us, about the Veterans Corner there needing a light that would shine down onto the battle cross that is there. And so I'm wondering if now's a good time that we could talk in the future about putting a light on the Battle Cross, and if that's something that we need to fundraise for, I'm happy to help do that. But I just love the way that the downtown is transforming, and so I just want to put a shout out to that. Thank you.
Are you saying that at night it's not visible?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flood needs to have a light on it at nighttime.
Oh, I see. I have a question for staff. Is there a part of the budget that is discretionary that is for doing that kind of thing where we would need to change the budget and you could just go ahead and do such a thing?
Deputy Mayor, that request has been received and we're on it. We're making it. It's in motion right now.
Great to hear.
Awesome. Thank you. Also, I just wanted to say really quickly that I'm a really lucky person. I am the clinic manager for the new FCN clinic, and we've been open for 1 month, and we've been so welcomed in this community, and so thank you all. It's really awesome.
I have a question for you, actually.
Sure.
The amount of capacity to serve patient customers, what percentage of the way to the maximum capacity you have do you think you've reached so far?
Oh, man, I would say we're only at a quarter capacity.
Okay.
We have 2 full-time providers coming on in the fall that will add a great 2 whole new panels. And so, in expanding hours in the new year. So, we're just starting, and we will continue to build.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, do we have anyone else?
Okay, if not, I will go ahead and close this town hall. 5:42, we will start the city council.
I'd like to speak.
Yes,
sorry,
please.
I thought it was for a half an hour.
Yep, please come to the podium.
Hi, I would just like to say that I was here the night that you guys proposed this new town hall meeting, and I'm really not happy with it. We should be able to speak at every meeting that the city has. It seemed to me that it was almost pre-planned. I know you went into the special council or a special meeting before or during the meeting, and then you came back out with this proposal. And it just seemed to me that it was something that maybe you guys had discussed before the regular meeting. And I just don't think it's fair that we only have this one opportunity to speak. I think we should speak at every meeting for public comment. Also, in the paper, it shows that the council meeting starts at 6. There isn't any mention of the town hall portion in the paper. So if somebody wasn't here during the time that that was brought forth, people or new people coming into the city, they wouldn't know that we have the opportunity to speak on the first meeting of the month. So I think that should be corrected.
Well, we have a person from the paper here right now, and I'm sure she heard what you just said. So hopefully they'll take note of that. Also, I'd like to point out that we have a lot of study sessions before, especially now with the comprehensive plan and other things and the revitalization things that we're working on that happened before council meeting, and they frequently start at 4 o'clock. If we have public comments, we would probably be here for anywhere 6 hours or more, and that's just too much.
So well, it's not unusual for city council meetings to last long in order for people to be able to voice their opinion.
We have that opportunity in writing it all the time. When we look at them, we read everything we can.
Very good point, ma'am. Very good point.
Okay.
It was also on the website today, the town hall at 5:30. So, you know, we don't dictate what people put in the paper, but it was on the website, so that's a good place. That's where I find out when I'm supposed to be here. So,
but there's also a lot of people that don't vote about it. Well, you know.
I mean, short of me knocking on your door I don't know what we're supposed to do. I mean, it's on the website, so.
Well, in the paper, I think it would be great.
Yeah, but again, we don't control the paper. The Northern Light is the Northern Light, so.
I saw a bit of a nod from the person from the Northern Light, so perhaps your feedback has been understood. And if the Northern Light would like to point out when the meeting starts, when the pre-meetings start, when public comment could be had, or even a direction to invite people to go to cityofblaine.com and then click under your government and then click under a meeting agenda. That's another route that people could start getting the habit of looking at.
But I do agree with you. I think the public should have a chance to speak at every meeting, whether it's before the meeting or during the meeting. I don't know the specifics of the during the meeting versus before, but I think it should be every meeting. But is what it is at this
point. I also favor public comment at every possible meeting. I think our job up here is to hear everything that every member of the public wants to say to us. And again, as it was mentioned, that email, we do try and read all the emails, including the ones from Otto Pointer, and we get quite a lot from him.
Likewise.
Okay, thank you.
All right, do we have anyone else?
I would like to solicit some input. I see people here that I know are active in the senior center, and I'd like to hear from you how things are going so far. If you mind stepping forward, I'd really like to hear what you have to say, if there's anyone out there. I have to assume everything's going okay.
Okay, great. We're going to close the.
All right, we'll go ahead and close. You will reconvene at 6 p.m.
Okay, great.